morning. I'm Ashley Westerman, and today we're launching a weekly segment where we bring in WRKF government and politics reporter Kelly Connolly to sort out the week's biggest stories. Hello, Kelly.
Hey there.
Over this past week, we've seen state and national education philosophies mismatch. First, opposing opinions surfaced on whether the state should move forward on implementing national education standards called Common Core. We also saw the continuation of an ongoing struggle in higher education Wednesday at a meeting of higher ed officials. So first off, Kelly, let's talk about the state's struggle with Common Core standards. What are they?
So Common Core is a set of benchmarks for students about what they should know as they progress through K through 12. It's written by a branch of the National Governors Association and incentivized by grants of the Obama administration's Education Race to the Top initiative, but it isn't mandated. It's lauded because the standards advocate studying material at a greater depth and are supposed to develop better critical thinking skills.
So why do opponents dislike these standards?
Earlier this week, Representative Cameron Henry told Governor Jindal through a letter that he would push legislation to withdraw the state from Common Core, which is supposed to be implemented in full in the 14-15 school year. He asked the governor to take action himself before the session starts in March. Henry feels as though Louisiana lawmakers and parents didn't have enough input on the standards, which is a little contradictory to the parental choice that's been popular so far.
So what does Governor Jindal think of all this?
Even after asking the press team that question, it's a little unclear. His press secretary said via email that the governor shares Henry's concerns, but that the governor strives for the best possible education for Louisiana students and opposes a nationalized curriculum. Proponents of Common Core argue that it isn't technically a curriculum because it's a minimum of what students should achieve, not an outline of what teachers are teaching on a day-to-day basis. The statement that the governor made could technically go either way. Senators Conrad Appel and Representative Steve Carter, the chair of the education committees in the Senate and the House, have voiced opinions that typically don't differ from the governor's, but they've come out and said that they absolutely support Common Core. We're seeing a little bit of a Republican intra-party split here.
But one thing the party is united on is parent choice, which the feds are challenging.
There's an ongoing suit brought by the Department of Justice challenging the governor's scholarship or voucher program, which pays for low-income kids in failing public schools to go to private schools, saying that it violates federal desegregation orders. Earlier this week, the DOJ made a big deal about getting some documents from the state, but Jindal said that that was just a publicity stunt. Vouchers have been challenged in the state over and over again, but this time they're being recognized by the federal government and for something that Louisiana hasn't challenged themselves.
At a meeting of higher education officials on Wednesday, we saw the continuation of an ongoing struggle to fund higher education. So what's the problem?
This meeting this week is almost kind of a non-story because it's the same story that's been going on for 5 years. Higher education officials feel that higher education isn't being funded quite as much as they would like. Louisiana is the only state that gives power to adjust tuition to the legislature and not the state university. The Board of Regents recognized at its meeting that asking for tuition autonomy is kind of a political non-starter because some lawmakers consider raising tuition to be raising a use tax for using state universities. Nonetheless, they batted around the idea.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Ashley.
That was WRKF government and politics reporter Kelly Connolly, and she'll start joining us each Friday during Morning Edition to talk about the week's news. I'm Ashley Westerman, and you're listening to 89.3 WRKF.